straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm ungettable.
When he's on the clock, Parco, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
We'll take you back to 1991, 3 years at the Good Sports.
Aren't you sick of this?
And to Bristol.
No.
You were just dipping your toe in the water of broadcasting.
91.
Having had a glorious career with Collingwood, of course, Coleman Medal and all the rest of it.
Until he cracked it after he
didn't get in the grand final.
Wrote a book about it.
Cracked it. And then went to Paran. And that was controversial.
Cracked it.
Captain Coax there.
Oh, headbutted people.
Got escorted off by horses and cops.
That's it.
And get off, you've been kicked off.
And wide the rooms of the opposition coach.
Put a listening device into the opposition room.
I've got to prove this story one day.
Now, hang on. That's not quite.
No, I've nearly got someone to go on record with
a listening device.
Yeah. Into the coach's boxes.
Oh, I love it. Anyway, so that was back in and the same time as Pran, starting with 3 years at the Good Sports, on Brekkie.
People should know, though, JB, that I didn't release this stuff. This was a clearing sale. My wife accidentally sold a box of tapes. She thought, this is rubbish. Get rid of it. They were reel-to-reel stuff. You know, the ribbon sort of tape.
Yes, I do.
And she sold it. And
right.
15 bucks. And it's caused me all this grief.
Well, just so that people know, what happened then is an anonymous person turned up at Triple M, Clarendon Street, with this box and said, I think the contents of this might be of interest to you.
That's exactly what happened.
And then
it's fair to say it has been, Jim.
Our producer, Luke the Massive Nose Tunnel Cliff, then got hold of me and said, you will not believe what we've been handed in this box. These are tapes of Brian's first foray into broadcasting. Anyway, there's the vault. We've had Nadia Common Inch. We've had George Foreman take three other calls during the interview. All the stuff we've
Lee
heard.
Lee Burrell.
So what we're doing now is this is extraordinary. This is the captain's audition compilation from 1991. All the captains of the VFL clubs at the time came in to sing a song for Brian in the 3 years at the Good Sports studios.
Yes.
Really? All of them.
Can you
all
believe this?
No, I can't. No,
all in there for DJ Bristol.
Eight of them.
So let's have a listen.
What does life hold for football's former greats? Can they follow the bouncing ball into musical immortality? Step aside, Springsteen. Stand back, Whispering Jack. Football's finest are strutting their stuff in Brian Taylor's Footy Auditions. Let's hear their song and give them the gong.
Former Collingwood captain Ray Shaw, who never led a premiership team, but he's on a winner here in the studio with Danny Boy.
Danny Boy.
It's the man with the moustache, the one and only David Cloke, and he might be singing about the day he got the word about his future at Collingwood as he revives the box tops classic, The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to catch a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home, my baby.
Greater 3UZ Good Sports.
The blonde bombshell and fitness fanatic, Trevor Barker. Barker's dug up a Johnny Nash chestnut. A song that often ran through his mind as he flew up to take those magic marks at Moorabbin. In the studio, Trevor Barker, that I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now that the rain has gone. I can see your obstacles in my way.
Wingman Michael Turner, he loves a tough assignment. He was captain of the team that included Mark Jacko Jackson. But this one will be harder to handle. Michael's in the studio with the tropical hat, the maracas and Factor 15 with Peter Allen's I Go to Rio.
When my baby,
Greater 3UZ Good Sports.
Barry Ram was captain of the Swans when they made the big move from South Melbourne to Sydney. 1981 Brownlow medalist is now chasing a best and fairest in the studio as he tackles the Elton John song, Little Genie.
Oh, little genie, you got so much love.
Now, listen,
now,
JB.
Brian,
now,
hang on. Are we... Bristol?
By the way, I reckon Roundy and David Cloke,
they actually could sing a little, those two. The rest of them were putrid.
Now, I've got something to...
Ryan, yeah. I'm hearing that we've got someone on the line.
Now, hang on.
Someone has bristle.
I don't know whether I should say what I'm going to say before.
During the course of that, someone has rung in and is on the line now to talk about what just went to air with the Vault.
I can't believe you got all of those guys in to do that for you.
Well,
just hang on, Brian, because we got him here. Who have we got on the line here, please?
Secret caller, but I'm just going to ring up and say that Brian's an absolute fraud. He had nothing to do with that record at all, JB.
Is this the great Michael Turner?
It is Michael Turner. And
What are you talking about, Turner?
Yeah, nothing
to do
with it,
Brian.
You've always been a fraud.
You came into the studios and sung the song for me.
I did come into the studios, but you were nowhere to be seen.
Hey, so, Mick, are you saying that Brian put all of these songs to air and none of the performers were actually live in the studio?
Well, I think it was a promo for Brian, but look, the records are real. I've got the record at home myself, and I must say, after listening to all that, I was the best singer on there. At least I had some rhythm.
So, Bristle, you've put this segment to air.
I was trying to.
Trevor Barker in studio, Barry Round in studio.
Ray Shaw,
and none of them were actually there.
One of them was there.
As I was trying to tell you before, if you just let me finish, I've been trying to tell you for the last 10 minutes that I did edit this together. And there was a record, and the guys didn't come into the studio, even though we did do it as live.
Ray Shaw, you said he's never captained a premiership team, but he's on a winner here in the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, Mick, are you across this whole Vault series? Have you listened to any of the other ones of Brian back in the three years Ed the Good Sports days?
Look, he does push the truth a little bit and takes a lot of the glory himself. We all know that. But as you know, Brian's a good mate of mine, and I was listening to Triple M in the car, and I couldn't believe that he's actually claiming some sort of right to that record, which is a legendary record. It's a little bit like David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust record at that level, and he's tried to take the credit. So I don't usually ring up, but I couldn't contain myself. Put him in his place.
Hey, Mick, while we got you, and this is obviously very close to my heart, given where North Melbourne are parked on the ladder at the minute, 17th, so therefore looking at pick two. What do you got down there at Geelong Falcons? Anything for us?
No, we've always got good players coming through, and now we've got another good crop this year, so it's just up to the recruiters to.
Well, don't give us all the garbage. Who have you got? Name some names.
I'm not going to mention any names.
How good is Parrish's brother?
Well, he's a different player to Darcy. He's about 192 centimetres.
Okay.
He's a hard-tough inside mid.
How good is McCartan's brother?
He's going to be a very good player also, but he's very young. He just probably needs a bit more time.
How good is Billy Brownless's son?
Very good.
Very good. I think they're all going to play by the sounds of it.
Oscar's only 17. He's got another year to go, but Oscar Brownless is showing all the good signs. And Geelong don't take any risk as father and son. So, from what he's shown this far, you'd think that he's a very good chance to be drafted.
And, Mick, it's my understanding with Oscar that he's a little bit less close to the fence than his old man was. Would that be true?
Billy was playing next to Gary Ablett, JB, so you've got to move out of the road a little bit because he's jumping on your head. But, Billy was a good player and he played in the great forward line with Barry Stoneman and obviously Ablett, but he's a fantastic bloke. And Oscar's a little bit different. He's a half-forward flanker, tall, sort of 190, half-forward flanker, ruck rover type, but a very, very smart player.
Clearly Mick's a very boring sort of a guy, JB. He doesn't
No, he's not. And he's done a towering job with the Geelong Falcons, so where the legacy's
Can
there
I
for
ask
you,
one
mate.
Question of VT before
yes.
I do go, JB?
Yeah, what
he'll
do you
tell
got?
The truth or he'll tell a lie. This is a really good test for Brian. Who taught you how to surf, Brian?
Yeah, well, you probably had a little hand in it, but I've now gone on past you.
Is it
I thought
true?
You were going to say Wayne Lynch for a minute.
Hey, Mick, is it true that Brian gets right out the back and then treats every other surfer as a speed hump?
He does, and I can tell some legendary stories there, but I did teach him how to surf, and he doesn't show a lot of respect in the surf to other people, including myself.
One thing Mick did show me was that we had this old lawyer down there at Lawn Point causing a bit of havoc on the point on his 10-footer. So Mick said, look, he said, next time you go out with this guy, he said, wait until he falls off the wave, then swim up to him and just bear hug him and go under. Right? And hold him under for as long as you can so that when he comes up, he's got no breath and that's the time to bop him. So I've got this big lawyer and I've taken him under. I've held him under, come up and gone bang. And we never heard from that lawyer again, did we, Mick?
No, we haven't, and that is a true story, JB. That is true.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Mick. We love you on Triple M Footy.
On you, boys. Thanks.
Get even more from JB, Bristle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast. Only on the Triple M app.